prime spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Let's go! Welcome, 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 and
welcome
to the Wednesday, September 25th edition. Happy birthday to my mom.
Hey, Airwarks.
Happy birthday to my mom. Yes, indeed. It's hard to believe, but I wouldn't be here with if it wasn't my fault.
Well, I mean, that is literally a fact.
It's true.
Literally and figuratively a fact.
That important to me. I would not be here without her. So happy birthday to my mom as we get going here.
Yesterday.
She did not call and yell at me today, unlike some other people's mothers.
Once again, I spent
the weekend doing.
I apologize for that. I said, wait a minute. Is that Damien?
D-Lo, I need to talk to you. Okay.
and then, I didn't hear your side of it, but I heard she was listening, and she's like, yeah, well, that's not good enough.
No,
like, you explained
exactly
it. She said, well, yeah, that's not going to get it done.
Well, I don't like that, D-Lo. Cheryl, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I kind of just have to do it this way. All right, D-Lo, fine.
Yesterday, we were talking as a family. Hey, just joking around. And the wife, she's telling Reese. Reese said something, and he's joking or whatever. And she's like, yeah, we don't get it together. Yeah, I brought you in this world. I'll take you out. She's like, what do you mean by that? She said, just what it sounds like.
Which part don't you understand? The take you out part? Because you know I'm your mother, so you already know that. Which part are you confused by?
Wait a minute, what?
Sir, you can get taken out.
Welcome, son. Welcome.
I'm Damien Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
Shout out to our guy, Jacob Fatu. That's our guy, man.
That is our guy.
Yeah.
We're actually really close. We didn't even realize that until Friday. We're like, hey, did you notice?
I did. That's our guy.
Did you notice this? Yeah, well, all right.
Once again, well, I'll be damned.
As a shoe, that family always been very, very good with at least the original D-Lo.
Mm.
I told you when Sam went on stage with me, Rikishi's brother.
Yeah.
And it was Attitude Era-ish time, maybe a little later. Sam had dyed his hair blonde. He came out. I am certain they thought he was Rikishi. Like, positive they thought he was Rikishi. He looks exactly like his brother, especially with that haircut.
Yeah.
And everybody popped. But he'd been in Sacramento a long time, listened to the show for a long time, listened to the old morning show. So the fact that, look, let's just call it what it is. D-Lo and KC were part of the bloodline.
Well, that's what it is.
That's essentially what we're talking about.
We're going to try and bring the bloodline together. We're not going to do that. Not going.
Well, not till after WrestleMania.
Okay.
Well, let's get to WrestleMania first. Is I think tickets for the Las Vegas show go on sale, I think, Friday.
Ooh.
So we was talking.
I'm not ready.
We was talking pretty tough.
I thought
tough.
I had a couple more months.
We was talking pretty tough a couple months ago. How's everybody?
I thought I had a couple
so
more months to get
you
ready.
See, you see the way my bank account set up, right?
So how's everybody feeling about that trip to Las Vegas now that the time is here?
Yeah, I didn't. I thought I had until November. Damn.
No, them things going.
We got WrestleMania at the house.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. We know what it is. That is going to be crazy,
yeah.
Crazy expensive.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna have to crack a piggy bank open though. That's Vegas.
You might want to run that by someone. And she brought you in this world. She'll take you out.
How many piggy banks do you have?
I know. Also, we also understand your piggy bank might be a little different than ours.
Well, don't do that. Don't do that.
But.
Don't do that.
Maybe sell those sticker gum TVs and you can go.
Well, I sell the one in the garage because I need a new one. But and actually,
well, based on the
I
way,
don't need a new one. It actually still works. But
Rob W has a good idea. Being the media company that we are, maybe Odyssey sponsors a trip for us to go to WrestleMania.
I mean, it could happen. It actually probably should happen.
You're both adorable.
What?
Well, it really should happen. Like, no.
Hey, sales,
we should be talking to our people and be like, no, yo, look.
We would like to go to WrestleMania.
Yeah,
you know, send us to WrestleMania.
Let's do this the right way. Matt, Jiffy Lube, if you're listening. Carrie,
please.
Sky River Casino, if you're listening. You're the only ones who can make this happen. You should have heard our conversation with Carrie when we were talking about 32 Brew Street and a wrestling event. She was like, really? Wrestling?
You guys are lying.
Yes. Like, I think we could pack the building for like a January Royal Rumble event. Really?
She did not believe us.
Professional wrestling. Yes. We got Carrie, have we ever led you astray? No. Wrestling? This went on for a solid 6 minutes.
And I still don't think she believes.
I still don't. Know. I think she's like, oh, okay. Okay, sweetie. How much have you had to drink? Go sit down. Go take a dip in Stacy's pool and get out of my face.
Rory in the chat makes a good point. Remember we created a PowerPoint presentation why we should go to WrestleMania?
PowerPoint. Yep.
Like going to Florida in the office?
Do those work?
PowerPoint presentations?
Yeah.
I didn't do a PowerPoint presentation. I did a pretty strongly worded document one time and it worked. I mean, Kyle's here, so it worked. James is here. Jess is here.
I would say it worked.
But it wasn't a PowerPoint presentation.
No.
It was because I don't really know how to do those, to be honest. I don't think Aaron would have respected that either.
What if we rush Aaron again?
I don't think Aaron was there.
No, it was definitely Aaron.
Aaron was there. Well, no, I'm saying, remember, there was another one where we were over there, and we got everybody together.
Oh, over there?
Yeah.
Oh, that went nowhere, pal.
I think it kind of.
Did it?
Yeah, because the guy who's not here, we had something going on there, and then one of the guys that's still here, we got something going on there.
I think we got an Ice Cube and Straight Outta Compton this thing with the right salesperson. Like, walk into their office, close the door like we did with the Tribal Chief
the baseball
bat. Yeah.
We did.
We're going to WrestleMania. You're going to make sure you pay for it.
We did bum rush Aaron once. Like, we could... Well, okay, I don't think we have to... No, all of the... No, okay, we can go to one of the three and talk to them. We could go to one of the big three because we got Cole, Kendrick, and Drake here.
Mm-hmm,
we got a big three. That we can go talk to.
This could work. Really good. I believe in it.
Not that I want to rehash this conversation, but you know what? I caught this a long time ago and have just never brought it up because we always joke. Kendrick really hates Drake.
Yes.
But I'm not sure that he does.
No,
he told us he didn't.
No, he hates Drake.
He said, I love him to death.
I think.
He said, there's three goats left. I love him to death, and 8 bars. I'll explain that phrase. I see two of them kissing, hugging on stage.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Uh huh.
But he hates Drake. I'm leaning towards. There's some type of jealousy. I don't know why he shouldn't be, because he's Kendrick Lamar. He shouldn't be.
Mm.
But nah, there is something. Because, well, look, you talk about that. You talk about Drake. This is why I say Drake doesn't hate him. Drake asked him to be on First Person Shooter. So we could say we the three
kings.
That's
what we believe. Yeah. Right.
Kendrick said that. Kendrick was like, ask me to be on the song. You know, we got some things to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So Drake was like, nah, come on.
Surprised you wanted that feature request. You know that we got some to address. I like Drake with the melodies. I don't like Drake when he act tough.
D-Lo's the opposite.
I'm the dead opposite. I like when Drake acts tough. I love those records where Drake acts tough. I was wrong. The tickets don't go on sale till on Friday. You got a little bit more time. They go on sale October 25th.
Okay.
A couple more days to save money, guys.
Yeah, I got some cans.
Can you save roughly $9,000 by October
25th? I think I can sell my car in the meantime.
Hey, no, we're going to sit in the Kenny seats. We gonna send to Kenny seat. D-Lo, see how he look. See, D-Lo want to be right there next to Joe Tessitore. Look, man,
no,
come on, man.
Stop.
We got to be in the Kenny seats for this one, man.
Stop. Stop.
No. Go ahead.
Like, bro, who sits courtside every time at Kings game?
No, you caught that.
Who am I talking
about? That's my man right there.
Yeah,
that's the best producer in the game right there. He saw. You have not stopped lying since this week started.
No, well, look here. This ain't no King's game.
Well,
I'll gladly be. I'll be by the torch.
Well, Dane tells a story. I think for WrestleMania 2003 or whatever, they had tickets for him, but it would have been all the way up top behind some, right? Some obstruction view tickets.
Yeah.
See, he's with the people.
Well, he didn't go.
Well, no, I didn't go.
Oh, never mind.
I was like,
both of you, we're going to sit in the Jesse seat today.
Literally rock Austin for the last time. Ugh. Sorry, what section is this?
Ugh. Bro, you missed out.
Triple H.
The best WrestleMania of all time.
Got to fly all the way to Seattle. I mean, sorry, this section's 400? I didn't even have it. I was a bro. I had nothing back then, and I'm turning my nose up at free WrestleMania tickets.
He said, no, I'm not going to go to WrestleMania because it's in the upper deck.
Well, and to make it worse, I'm not going to go to WrestleMania. Was it 19?
That was Lesnar, Angle, Rock, Austin.
Yes.
Look, Logan, McMahon.
Yes.
We
I would watch that one back all the time.
We sitting in the Kenny seats if need be. I don't need to be.
We really can't afford the Kenny seats.
No, the Kenny seats in wrestling.
Oh, so, okay, I know what he's doing.
I was, upper deck at, what was it, Hell in a Cell?
I know what
he's
doing.
When they were in Golden One.
I know what he's doing. What he's saying? He's saying the Kenny seats, not the KC seats.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You see what he's doing? I got it.
That makes sense.
I don't need to be by Tessitore.
He's Beyonce and Sasha Fierce. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, we have two gimmicks here.
The Fiend and Firefly Funhouse guy.
Let me ask you: will you go to the upper deck if it was the first row of the upper deck?
No. But here's the thing, though. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. It's not the first row of the upper deck at the Golden One Center. You're talking about the first row of the upper deck at Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah, I know.
Let's just have a party at my house. If we can't sell Kerry on professional wrestling at 32 Brew Street by that point, well, everybody just come to my house.
I heard WrestleMania 43 might be in D'Lo's backyard.
Well, I mean, which is bigger, D'Lo's backyard or Allegiant Stadium? I heard that's where I heard that's where Sac State got the confidence to move to FBS.
I thought we were supposed to put the Republic Stadium there, but that didn't work out.
That never happened.
You're a turncoat. That's what.
What do you mean?
No, that's what you do. You're a turncoat. You're like Shawn Michaels. You just turn on every tag team partner you've ever had.
I'll take that comp.
Swear to God, Brett.
Hands are clean on this one.
My favorite one is when he super kicks Triple H against John Cena in the Triple Threat.
Oh, that's so funny. Cena looks like. What was that? Haven't started the documentary. Didn't post it 9 o'clock last night.
No, I'm pissed.
Couldn't get to it today. I'm going to try
tonight.
Everybody
even seen it now.
We got W games tonight. Like, there's a very real possibility I won't get to it till this weekend. I've seen the memes. I've seen the gifs. It's just going to have to wait a little bit longer. But we're happy that you're here. We're going to start in kind of a different place.
Okay.
Kawhi Leonard. Let's talk basketball. Training camp starts Monday. Obviously, we got buy or sell week 3 ahead. That's going to be a lot of fun. I just realized James Hamm almost certainly is not going to be here today.
Yeah, we didn't do overreactions yesterday.
Okay, we could do that. Yeah. Look at Jesse producing here after he turns on me. We'll come back. Stealing with KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. If y'all want some more sports content tonight, check out the Chatty House After Party exclusively on ESPN 1320 YouTube and Twitch channels. I'm looking forward to seeing those guys tonight or tomorrow morning whenever I can tap in with them. But off to a great start over there. I had a great conversation with Akon this morning, by the way.
Yeah, that was really cool.
I know that sentence might sound kind of weird.
Yeah.
But, man, Akon showed a lot of love to Sacramento. I don't know. I was thinking about it. Like, we got about halfway through it, and you kind of always know, like, this is a good one. This is a good one. We got about halfway through it, and the idea was always for KSFM – With King starting next week, being in the midst of football season, I'm not sure that we'll get it over here to ESPN 1320, like on the air.
Right.
But we'll post the video so you could see it. Like he was on the stream, and you know the conversation will air on KSFM probably a couple of times over the next week or so. But man, what a really good conversation with a dude who had a moment in hip hop and continues to take advantage of everything he built, you know, nearly 20 years ago. To help other artists,
man. We while we were talking about it, and he was just kind of going through everything that's going on. I mean, the legacy is still going on right now. When you talk about Afrobeats, when you talk about WizKid and all this other stuff, like his influence started about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still, in whatever genre you're looking at, he's had his hands tied with any of them. You know what I mean? Afrobeats, hip hop, R&B, dance hall, anything you could think of, man. He's been there, man. So
we talked about Sacramento at the very end of the conversation, and I have a distinct memory of meeting Akon for the first time.
Mm.
I think in my head, this could be wrong, but in my head, I think he was rolling through with Angie Martinez. Mm. Angie Martinez was coming around, like she was doing If I Could Go, that record at the time. She was making the rounds. She was actually in Sacramento for a couple of days. She did something with me, did something with the Mornings the next week. Like she did quite a bit. And I remember being out, Tony Tecate, and out at like a KSFM event.
Mm-hmm.
And the record label was there, and they said, oh, this young brother right here. It was hot. He had like a white tank top on, just some shorts. Like, yeah, it's one of our new artists. You're going to be hearing from us, Akon. And we just sat there, talked for a few minutes and whatever.
Yeah.
And 6 months later, he's one of the biggest artists in the game.
Man.
Like, that's the dude that came through? My goodness.
Yeah, he came out with that Locked Up, and that thing took off.
Mm.
Took off. And then his sound was everywhere, man. He I won't say too much because, you know, we might have the interview out there, but the song that he talked about, that he wished he could have
kept
himself.
Yeah.
He almost shouldn't even feel that way because it's damn near an Akon
perfect.
Song
yeah,
too.
The song is perfect.
Yeah.
Like the song that he's talking about is absolutely perfect.
Absolutely, man. And the wife was like, how'd it go or whatever? I was like, man, I don't want to say this to say like he was fake on there or I thought it was all genuine, but I was like, he's just a professional.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was a great conversation. It was great just talking with him, man. And he didn't give any type of big time vibes or anything, man. He was engaging, and that's why he's a superstar.
He is. And I can't wait for you guys to hear that conversation with Akon, man. Very dope stuff. Casey and I were probably playing Akon, one of the throwback joints, yesterday when we got the alert that Kawhi Leonard had a procedure in May that the Clippers just announced that's going to have him very limited during training camp. So much so, they didn't offer a timeline. Like, there was no clarity if he'll be available for the start of the season. There's no clarity as to when exactly he'll be available. There's no clarity into what procedure he exactly had. Now, in that regards, that's kind of par for the course for Kawhi Leonard. And I think there's probably separate conversations to be had regarding Kawhi. It's not often that you get a procedure limited, no specific timelines, no specific procedure. You don't get that normally. You'll get Ben Simmons underwent back surgery. Ben Simmons underwent a surgery to repair his nerve damage. I'm not trying to pick on Ben Simmons, but we just know how this goes, and we expect him to be back by the start of training camp. We expect him to be back by the start of the year.
And that's for sure what happens in the off season.
Right.
During the season, they may give a timeline, but in the off season, it's just
yeah. It's in everyone's number one thing, especially with top tier guys like Kawhi Leonard, is always, will they be ready for the start of training camp?
Mm-hmm.
And I said this then, and I believe it even more to be true now. I think what happened in San Antonio traumatized Kawhi Leonard to a certain degree. I'm not trying to like overuse a word. I'm not trying to be dramatic. I'm trying to think about Kawhi Leonard at the time. Think about what that time frame was like. Think about the doctor. Think about what Greg Popovich did, what Tony Parker did. Think about what his teammates did during that stretch where he's telling people, I don't feel well. Something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, we don't know why he's not back. The doctors have cleared him for this. The doctors have just completely throwing him under the bus. And now he's the one who takes the heat for saying, get me out of here. I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to play for you. And I sure as hell don't want to play with them. And I think that I think that entire thing, I remember the Toronto stuff. being, he'll go to Toronto. He'll be happy in Toronto. He's not signing. That was never part of the deal. But with the Raptors and the Clippers, the parameters were clear. He wants his health monitored very, very closely by a team doctor and an outside physician. He wants to be put in the best position possible to play through the season and into the playoffs. And if he says something is wrong, it's wrong. And part of that was keeping the diagnosis, I guess, keeping the exact issue quiet. Go back to, I'm sorry, I lose track of them. It was maybe last year. It might have been 2 years ago, mm-hmm. where there were rumors like, did Kawhi like tear an ACL or something? Mm-hmm. And it's, well, they haven't ruled him out. Mm-hmm. They just kept ruling him out game to game to game to game without saying he's out.
Right.
All of this stuff, in my opinion, is traced back to that year in San Antonio.
Mm. You could be 100% correct. I'm
talking about the handling, too. I'm not talking about the actual injuries. I can't explain the actual injuries.
Yeah.
But the way Kawhi Leonard is handled versus the way other players are handled, I think dates back to the San Antonio Spurs stuff.
I think back to an interview that I saw with the late John Thompson. And I chuckle about this. I probably shouldn't. But he was talking to Penny Hardaway. And this was later in Penny's career. And it was on Inside the NBA or something like that. And John, they're going back and forth, asking questions. He's talking about his career. Then he goes, Penny, are you a hypochondriac? And Penny goes, come on, coach, or whatever the case may be. He says, no, I'm not a hypochondriac. But I think about that, and I don't think Kawhi is. But when you talk about trauma in that situation, he may be super, like I said, I don't want to say a hypochondriac because I think he's really hurt when these things happen. But as far as when he comes back, he's super conservative and aware of, all right, man, I feel okay on the knee, but I don't know. It's not 100% right. Mm. I'm not going to cut. Like, when I think of the trauma, I think that part has stayed with him to the max. Mm-hmm. Like, and he's overly aware of, like, I don't feel right. Because I remember before when people pushed me back and I didn't feel right and it really was worse. I think that kind of goes with the way the rest of his career has played out, and as far as when he comes back and the diagnosis of when he's able to come back.
There might be another part to that that we don't really throw into the equation. Don't forget how banged up Kawhi was when he actually won the championship.
Yeah, he was on his, no pun intended, he was on his last leg.
Like, if there had been another series, you know what I mean? Like, he might not have made it. Like, he was so hurt during that postseason, but they were there. He very literally gutted through it and, you know, got the ultimate payment for it, and then, you know, makes his way to Los Angeles.
The other thing that we don't have to start asking, because I think we've been asking at this point, like, how much does Kawhi Leonard have in the tank? I mean, at this point, we're going at, that was 19, the stuff in San Antonio happened in like 17 or so.
Yeah, I think Kyle said yesterday he hasn't, he hasn't played more than 70 games since De'Aaron Fox has been in the league.
Mm. He tried to last week. Or last year
he played 68.
He tried to, and then he just fell apart. And like, it seems like almost every year from 16, 17, whenever that was in San Antonio, till now, it's these leg injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like anybody else that you can think of. Like, at some point, it's going to, you as a player, you're going to be diminished. Like, there's no way. I'll ask you this. How close do you think he can get to Kawhi Leonard, world champion Kawhi Leonard? You know how I use this. Like, can he get to 70% of that?
Yeah. No, I think he can get significantly higher. to that player
consistently.
Well, what do you mean by consistently?
Because last year he had that moment for about 6 weeks. Absolutely. When he was that.
Yep.
But
he was all NBA second team last year.
I think so. But it doesn't feel like he can sustain that over the course of a season and playoffs.
Well, like if you make all NBA second team, didn't you sustain it to a certain degree? Like, unless you're talking about an MVP level.
Yeah, and that's the height. That's 100%. Like, I don't know, because last year I don't know if he was that Kawhi that we saw for like 6 weeks. He wasn't that for the majority of the season, but I don't want to say they just kind of gave him the all NBA, but we had questions about
it. That's
not fair. It's not, but we had questions about that. Like between him and Paul George, we had questions about him being all NBA. We knew he would probably make it, but we were like, fringe.
My God, man, that run he went on. Holy crap.
I think I'll answer the question. I think he can get to the max. He can get to 75% of that.
75% of that championship, Kawhi. This is fascinating to look at. How many did he average?
That's perfect scenario.
He is 20 points flat, 20 points per game. That's what he is.
20 points first career?
First career, yeah. Thirty-three years old, right? Let me scroll up real quick. 33 years old. Man, maybe not. Like, what percentage did you say?
I said
75.
75%. That's perfect scenario. I think
I'm gonna be difficult, and I'm gonna go higher.
That's fine. I hope it's higher.
I'm gonna go.
I don't think you can go above 80 though.
Well, don't tell me what to do, because I was actually going to say 85. But I understand like why you say that. So looking back at the Toronto year, he played 60 games that year in Toronto. 26.6 points per game versus 23.7 last year. He actually averaged more the next year, his first year in Los Angeles at 27.1. Rebounds about the same, assist higher in the 2019-20 season. That might actually have been his peak as a player, that 2019-20 season.
The
first Clipper season.
He was a beast that year. I thought they was going to win it.
Was that the...
That was the...
19...
That was the bubble year.
That was the COVID year. Yeah, 19 into 20. That was the COVID year. Okay.
He was a beast.
Well, one of them.
I thought they were going to win a championship that year.
Yes, and they didn't, because Patrick Beverley's a jackass.
Or Rudy.
Amongst other things.
Or Rudy Gobert.
Well, Rudy Gobert is definitely a jackass.
If Rudy Gobert would have done that, COVID wouldn't have happened.
If Rudy Gobert hadn't started COVID, if Rudy Gobert hadn't single-handedly started COVID, the little girl at the Kings game wouldn't have been crying her eyes out, and we would have had normal basketball, and Amazon would have made far less money. But, man, I bet Amazon Jeff Bezos loves Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been able to buy the NBA rights.
He wouldn't have been able to. Once he realized, people... It turns out all COVID did was show that people really hate other people.
Oh, man.
Like, if I can stay away from you at all costs, I'm going to do it. Like, Kyle Mattson will gladly play an extra $15 for DoorDash to not have human-to-human contact.
See, I like people.
You do like people. I like people. You're the type of person who will go into the shop, order the pizza, wait for the pizza to be made, get it, and then leave.
That's you. I like the interaction.
Most of us aren't that way. Also, you might just be trying to get out of the house.
Well, we needed milk the other day. I was like, I'll go get it.
Yep. Man was at Sky River for 6 hours, came back, forgot the milk.
They were out.
They were out of milk at Sky River, baby. You wouldn't believe it. I'm gonna go to get to the original. My original thought was 85%. That's not realistic, I don't think. I'll say I think he can get to 80% of what he was that first year in Los Angeles.
Kawhi, as I look at his basketball reference, he was I apologize if it sounds like I'm disrespecting the guy. He was still really good last year.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned, second team All-NBA,
mm-hmm.
23.7, six mm-hmm. rebounds a night. I don't think he's the defender he used
and
to be.
And he's lit, yeah.
But that may be where we see a lot of the kind of the results of all the injuries and stuff like that is he's not that type of defender.
But. You know what I just noticed? Career high in field goal percentage.
Last year?
Yeah. Damn. 52%.
I apologize, Kawhi. Maybe you should have been All-NBA. Second team.
I think what happens with Kawhi is we get so entrenched in a conversation about his health and his availability and those types of different things. And it takes away from like what he does on the floor. And he has two bad games in a row. It's like, oh God, the downfall of Kawhi Leonard. Oh man, it's just a shame what happened to Kawhi Leonard. And then he averages, you know, 37 points
yeah.
for the next 2 weeks. And it's just it's a weird thing. I think there's another fascinating component to this. Kawhi and Paul arrived in Los Angeles at the same time,
mm-hmm.
together. Package deal, according to some.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Paul George is gone. Kawhi is the man there. How does that influence the way that he plays? How does that influence the way that he plays? Or does it influence the way that he plays? It may very well not.
Mm-hmm.
His field goal attempts since kind of emerging in San Antonio, they've all been about the same.
Mm-hmm.
He's lived in the 18, you know, the 17, 18, 19 shot attempts per game. That's where he lives.
Yeah.
He's Domantas Sabonis. He's not going to take more shots. But that's in Toronto, too. Yeah. So that's with and without Paul George. Of course, there's stretches where Paul George isn't playing for the Los Angeles Clippers. Not much has changed there. But I do wonder with the idea of he's gone. Like, Paul George is gone. Not temporarily. Like, Paul George isn't a part of the Los Angeles Clippers anymore. We're going to play him twice a year. I wonder if Kawhi's approach changes at all.
I wonder if it can. Like, with how it was with Paul George there and everything else like that, I think it's fair to say he couldn't hold up. He couldn't hold up with the Paul George next to him. How are we going to ask him to do more now that Paul George is gone or Harden is, a lesser version of himself? He couldn't hold up when he had support.
Always forget that James Harden is there.
He's there.
Always.
He's rich over there, too.
He's not doing
bad. Was it $30 million a year?
It was a lot.
But, yeah, I really like Kawhi. I don't like that I feel the way I feel about him because I like Kawhi, but I mean he just can't hold up to an NBA season. His body has shown now ever since whatever 68's happened.
Not holding up. Well, I guess because he missed the entirety of the postseason, didn't he?
Yeah. It eventually it broke down.
It did. Yep.
Eventually it broke down, and I had the game number
a second ago.
That's with him really. Yeah, he was 68.
No, I mean, I'm sorry.
What game?
Yeah, it looks like it was game 75.
Mm.
Game 75. He didn't play the rest of the season, and of course he didn't play in the postseason.
Yeah. And that's with him pushing it. He pushed to try and get through that season and get into the playoffs, and he just couldn't.
So
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm working this like live. They said the procedure was in May. Did he show up to USA Basketball, like, hot off the table?
Maybe.
like, what procedure did he have that he actually showed up to USA Basketball?
Yeah, maybe, and that's a good point, because another thing that we haven't talked about is, like, he didn't look good with Team USA to the point where he had to leave.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
He probably shouldn't have been there. Or, man, he shouldn't have been there. Did he do something to, like,
aggravate him?
Yeah, make it worse. Because that's, like, a very anti-Kawhi Leonard thing.
Mm-hmm.
But playing for USA might have been important to him. Right. We have no idea. He'd never tell us. But maybe it was.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you see Kawhi the other day was like filming a skateboarder on his phone?
What?
Jesse, did you see that?
Bro, I thought that was like for a commercial, but he was just like hanging out, huh? Hey, Kawhi Leonard's just at the skate park, legit. As simple as it can be, at the skate park.
Put him on his phone.
Yeah, filming some kid doing a trick or whatever on his skateboard. And he's like, oh, like Kawhi and his Kawhi, well, yeah, like just going wild.
Whoa, okay.
Really happened.
I thought it was like a commercial, like some brand was going to come up. It's like, no, Kawhi's just real life at the skate park right now, being Kawhi Leonard.
There's nothing wrong with it. It was just random. It was just random.
Okay, now I kind of got to see the Kawhi skate park video.
What did he say, Jesse? What the guy?
He's like, whoa!
Oh, I love Kawhi Leonard. I love Kawhi.
I hope somehow, some way, Kawhi Leonard finds a way to, you know, have like a Grant Hill type deal in Phoenix where he overcomes career-long his injury history and in the last 5 years of his career finds, you know, whatever fountain of health, and he can play, you know, 80 games a year or something like that.
Does he need someone better than him on his team to, like, kind of extend his career? Whereas he's not the guy anymore?
Okay, timeout. Are we sure he wasn't filming a commercial?
All right, so the video I saw, like, nothing popped up.
I think he was filming a New Balance commercial.
Okay, well, I didn't see that. I just saw the video of Kawhi out there.
It might not have been the commercial. It might have been Kawhi at.
Why
the
you gotta
video.
Do this, bro?
Well, no, like, no.
No, why you gotta do this?
No, you're out here spreading misinformation.
No, no.
No, Jesse Trump over here.
Whoa, hey, whoa. I was spreading happiness.
It was the concept of a commercial.
Yeah, it was concept of a commercial.
I think that, well, I actually think that's what it was. I think it was the concept of the commercial. All right, we'll look further.
It's worse than Casey comparing me to Andy Dalton earlier this week.
That didn't happen.
You guys hate me.
Jesse said they were out there eating dogs.
Did you call that man Andy Dalton?
No.
Like, I don't remember that.
Yeah, something did happen.
Yeah, no. I'll talk to you guys at the break.
Okay, all right. Stilo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Well, we just watched Kobe jump over a pool of snakes during the break.
Very real video, by the way.
Very real.
We were comparing that to him jumping over an Aston Martin.
Boy.
And that reminded me, what's the better clip?
Yep.
Kobe jumping over a pool of snakes.
Yep.
Or Michael Jordan's mom dunking. And come fly with me.
I think that was Saturday Night Live, to be fair, wasn't it?
No, it was Come Fly With Me.
It wasn't on a clip from Saturday Night Live?
Mm-mm.
Oh. No, it was... Michael's mom dunking is pretty wild.
With the beard is...
Yeah, Michael's mom dunking is pretty crazy. That's pretty crazy.
Oh, man. But yeah, that one jumping over the snakes, that's up there. The Aston Martin, they did a great job with that, because I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure for a minute.
Kobe had idiots out here trying to jump over cars.
Well, did you see, old boy did it a couple months ago? What's his name? Speed? You know who that is? Yeah.
I saw it. That was real?
That was real.
Huh.
He's crazy for that. At least if it's not real, they fooled me, but I think it was real.
So, correct me if just like I'm not a science major or math major here. Doesn't it really come down to if you can jump high enough? Like, if you run, you jump high enough, you're just relying on the car to speed underneath
you. Right. Yeah, just getting up.
You're not actually jumping over the car because the car's not still.
Yeah.
Not that you're not taking a risk. Hey, because if you're wrong,
I ain't taking that risk.
If you get one bad jump, curtains.
I am not taking that risk. Yeah, they saying speed was real. He's tripping. You don't need to do that.
Good for them. I can't promise that the supplements over at MapTrition.com and trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320 can help you jump over a car or a pool of snakes, but it'll get you in good shape. That's for sure. You can head over to trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. Take advantage of the free nutritionist consultation. Take advantage of the free macro calculator that they got to help get your food intake right. Shout out to Delivery Joe. Delivery Joe got his package of protein shakes and all of that stuff. He ordered the all day BCAAs. Like, nice. Delivery Joe out there making sure everybody gets their orders on time. He got his order on time. Shout out to Katie from the Wake Up Call.
Hey, she's headed to the my girl.
She's headed to the fitness center in Granite Bay to work out with our man Greg. You could take advantage of all this stuff by going to trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. The link to maptrition.com is right there for you to order all your supplements, whatever they may be. You need some advice, hit me up. We got you. It's trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. I'm not sure that Kawhi Leonard conversation was going to have like a conclusion to it, other than I want nothing more than Kawhi Leonard to play for a very long time.
I agree. I'm a big Kawhi Leonard fan. I hate that his career has had the start and stops that it's had. And I'd want him to just have the Grant Hill last 5 years of his career or something like that, man. Just find a way to be healthy, even if it's you taking a reduced role and monitoring minutes and all this other stuff. But I want to see Kawhi Leonard one more time be a reliable, productive NBA player. And it may not be at the all-NBA level, but I want to see that for him.
I think we will. I honestly think we will. I just don't know. I don't know if it'll be this year. I don't know when it'll be. I mean, he's starting this year injured. That's a concern. That's a problem.
And a lot more of the workload is going to be on him.
That's what it feels like.
Paul George. And I don't know. I don't know if James Harden has it in him to be like a legit number two or possible number one on a consistent basis. He was the same way. Like, he had moments last year where he looked great. He had that the whole Clippers team for about 6 to 8 weeks looked phenomenal. And then they went back into the doldrums. Didn't Harden have that crazy playoff game? Didn't he have like 39, 38 or something in the playoff against Dallas?
Yeah, he had a moment.
He didn't have that in game five. I know that much.
Shocker. Grant Hill went a span of 9 years where he played 50 games, 74. Then he played 4, 14, 29, didn't play, 67, 21, and 65. Then he played 70 his first year in Phoenix. So at that point, that's 94 to 2007. Or yeah, 2007. So he's in the league, what, 13, 14 years at that point? He plays 82 games in 2008, 2009.
Did he start any of those?
68 of them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He played 81 games the following year. Started 81. Played it 80 games the year after that at the age of 38 years old. Started all 80. The final 2 years kind of reverted back a little bit. But we're talking 30 minutes per game in those seasons. And that was, again, he's 36 when he plays 82 games after those injury-riddled years.
That's a good sign that it could still happen. At 36, he was able to do
so. That's, and I think there's proof with Grant Hill. Refresh my memory, Penny Hardaway, Shaquille O'Neal. Like, Phoenix had some sort of fountain of youth thing.
Penny didn't work, but Shaq did.
Phoenix's training staff, shout out Pete Youngman, I'm sure he knows him well if you're listening. That staff had something. They had something right there, because they got some of these guys who just look like it was. Shaq looked done before Phoenix. He looked done after Phoenix, but he looked very similar to Shaquille O'Neal when he was in Phoenix.
Yeah, he was moving well. He was able to play. I think he didn't have any type of injury, like real sustainable injury issues.
And it was the year that I think we got one of the greatest NBA clips of all time.
When they moved them off the bench.
Right. It was one of the great moments because that came, I don't remember if it was the same game or it was a different game where he landed on his teammates. Making the same exact play, he landed on his teammates. It looks like history is going to repeat itself, and they all run. The entire bench gets up and runs away. And to me, that's one of the all-time great clips. That's one of the great Shaq clips next to Popovich fouling him on the very first play of the season.
That was.
And then looking at him and giving him the thumbs up.
That was a classic.
Hack a Shaq with 47 minutes and 58 seconds left in the game.
The big cactus. That's what he was. In the desert. Call me Big Cactus.
That's good. That's what I was hoping this would
be. Steve Nash, all you got to do is just find me. I know how to finish. I'm still able to do what I have to do.
Shaq, do you remember? What you said happens when you get upset?
I don't remember.
Okay.
What happens when I get upset? But I know I'm not done. I'm still talking. I don't remember what it said when I get upset, but I do know to be a big man in this league, you have to be somebody that plays like a big man, plays like Shaq used to.
You win championships. That's what you said. When I get pissed off, I win championships.
Did he say that in Miami?
No, he said that in Phoenix.
He said in Phoenix?
Yeah, he said that.
I guess he wasn't mad.
Yeah, he said that. He said that on his way to Phoenix. It turns out he was never pissed off again because dude teamed with LeBron. He teamed with Celtics. All right, man. And then announced on tout that he was going to retire. Who'll remember? Anybody remember that? Shaq
tout.
Shaq and WWE were all about tout. Goodness gracious.
That's a throwback.
Right? Grand opening, grand closing. Though someone probably sold it for like $1 billion.
Oh, yeah, they made money. Damn, wow. I need to sell something that's going to make me tens of millions of dollars.
Well, they said sell your bracelet.
Well,
no, it's for WrestleMania, though. What about your watch?
It's just a watch. It's all this. It's just a watch.
Yeah, watch this shine in the sun or something.
Just a watch. It ain't a D-Lo watch. It's just a watch.
I'm wearing an Apple Watch with a generic band.
Oh, he came down with the people today.
Okay. I can't find what it's sold for. Oh, as part of a strategic sponsorship, WWE subsequently promoted tout via all of its platforms.
WWE, forward thinking.
Brock Purdy will practice today, so that's good news.
Thank God.
We'll talk more about that. I can't see a sale price. It had to have sold, right? Like, it can't be still in existence, is it?
Maybe.
No, it folded. Oh. It literally says right there, tout quickly folded. Maybe they didn't even sell.
George Kittle also practicing, but on a limited basis.
Thank you. The Clippers got to be one of the bigger storylines this season, no? How do they adjust without Paul George? What exactly is going on with Kawhi Leonard? Mm-hmm. And how can Ty Lue coach a very, very different team up?
Yeah, they are. I think they might fall into a situation where they may end up being out of sight, out of mind. You know, because they are the Clippers. And if they get off to a slow start.
Well, they're not going to be out of sight, though.
What do you mean?
Into a dome. They're going to be.
That's a good point. Because I'm looking at that team as.
They'll be like the nicer version of the Spurs on national TV. Like, they're going to be around, but no one's really going to. Like, it's going to get old eventually. Hmm. They're not, like Casey said, like, if it wasn't the Intuit Dome open up this year, I think they'd be out of sight, out of mind, too. Like, if Kawhi's not playing, they're not going to be winning. And
below 500?
Around 500.
Yeah, I agree. Because
I do think they might contend for a play-in spot. Like, they might make the play-in, but I'm saying they'll be around that area. Like,
so I'll steal this from the Matthews Mattress Chatty House. James, who doesn't make the playoffs out of the Pacific? Is it the Dubs or the Clippers? Or both?
Right now, I'd say the Clippers.
Yeah, I'll go with the Clippers, too.
Warriors might not make it either, though.
Yeah, I guess I understand that.
I think
still got Steph.
There was a report.
Get ready for Warrior season.
Oh, man.
Buddy Hield, flamethrower.
Buddy Hield, future all-star, sir. Right. Future all-star, buddy. Buddy Hield.
That somebody, they were talking about on 95.7, I think. Steve Kerr mentioned like they're playing pickup games and stuff like that. And he's like, yeah, DeAnthony Melton, he had four straight catch and shoot threes. All right, I don't think that's report worthy. He's a point guard in the NBA. I expect him to hit four straight.
So it was in practice?
No, that's. Jordan McLaughlin is going to hit four straight catch and shoot threes. And
Kenny Caraway just hit four straight threes off the shooting gun.
That's true.
Well, it was more than four, like, because he has the really expensive shooting gun.
Yeah, you got the app where it's got, like, the shooter. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
You have NBA 2K in real life.
They're all connected to the app. All of their shooting guns. That's not the high-level one.
Whatever
you're talking about.
There's different levels?
I don't have the highest level one.
What level do you have, Damian?
I don't have one.
Exactly.
Well, that's my choice.
I don't have a basketball court.
I'm sorry.
With center court seats. I don't have Spike Lee seats.
I'm sorry.
In my backyard.
I have regular little Walmart weights. Somebody here has tonal. Somebody here also has a cold tub.
You're projecting again. I do have a cold tub.
I can't vouch for that. I haven't seen that. So
shout out Plunge, see?
As far as I'm concerned, just the things that you're saying, I haven't seen those.
It's on his Instagram.
Bro, I don't have Instagram.
He doesn't have Instagram.
Then wins that one.
His Mr. Tapia be trying to show him some love, and it just goes out there into the ether.
Sometimes he'll take a picture and, like, send it to me.
He is the one who posts beardless Jesse pictures, which is always like a...
That's crazy. Speaking
who's the kid in that picture?